For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Where's your treasure? Is it treasure in heaven? Is it treasure on earth? What if they're the same? What if they're the same? What if we believed the words that we pray, "Thy kingdom come on earth," means that this is heaven? Now, if you're like I am, you were kind of taught heaven is that great reward that we get after enduring this life, after putting up with all its slings and arrows and difficulties, and then you'll have a great reward. So we all get to imagine the great reward that we think would be heaven. And it's probably different for every one of us. But maybe, in fact, God is present right here, right now. The hour we least expect him is this hour. While we're here, now, together. Maybe God is present to us always. And maybe the problem is that we set God aside. We don't acknowledge his presence. We don't enter into his presence. We don't let him be one with us. It's a terrifying thought for me to think that God would be right here with me all the time. And then those words of criticism I say, would I really still say them? Those words of gossip that I offer, would I offer them if God were standing here listening? Well, I propose to you that he is. And I propose to you that the happiest time you're going to have is right now, if you choose to accept the ever-present and loving God into your life. What is the great offense that often the disciples get in trouble for? Jesus comes back to them and says, "Why were you sleeping?" He says, "Wake up." Because I think he tries to bring us to a level of consciousness and awareness that we recognize he's with us always. And of course, we in our usual style say, well, God can't be present because there's some kind of bad that's present. So God wouldn't be around bad. Well, that's exactly what Jesus did. He was accused of eating with sinners, of being close to people that others thought were bad. But he loved everyone. He cared for everyone. There was no one outside of his love. And our God treats us that way. That's why it's always so interesting to have people rush out of here early for Mass. They came to be with God, but did you get too much of it? Or do you believe that God is the one who's going to be there later on when you physically die, and then he's going to go through this whole routine of listing off your good and your bad and weigh them and decide? Does that even sound like a God that we would believe in? A God of love and forgiveness. So maybe it would change our lives radically if we started to recognize God is with us every second. And the best thing we do is become conscious and aware of his presence. Acknowledge it. It's like we believe if I can't see him, he's not here. But he is. We believe that. We believe God is all present, all powerful. So our gospel reading today says, be ready. He's here now. You think it says, be ready, he's coming sometime in the future. I think it says he's here now. And of course, we're distracted and we're busy with other things and we're worried. But maybe the truth is God is only a God who is present in the moment. You see, the past, that's just memories. The future is just dreams or fears. They don't exist except in our minds. What does exist is this present moment. And if you're like me, you find yourself always rushing from moment to moment, never participating in or enjoying the present because you're always anticipating the next thing that you think you have to be ready for. So Jesus comes to us in the gospel reading today and asks us, where's our treasure? And our treasure, of course, should be Him. Our treasure is God. And the question is, do we receive Him? Do we accept Him? Do we have a relationship with Him that we make present? Are we so vigilant and ready for His presence that it comes alive in us every moment? It's not God having to do something. It's us having to do something. Wake up. Stop being asleep. Stop walking in a trance. Stop just moving from thing to thing and never enjoying or participating. I think it so radically changes our lives that we begin to be people of peace and joy, because they're gifts from God to us now. Peace isn't that God makes everybody else peaceful. Peace is that I allow myself to have peace, that I no longer need to make war with others, be upset. Now, this isn't an easy way to live because we've developed so many habits. And it's hard for me to remember when I kind of go into a road rage because I think somebody's driving badly, that God is with me and watching me and saying, "What is that?" It's hard to remember when I get caught up in lying, or I get caught up in exaggerating, or believing that it's pleasures of this world that bring me happiness. When I can find the strength to sit quietly and allow God to be present to me, I find I have everything I need. There's nothing I crave. And isn't that to have discovered the greatest treasure there is? You and I, my brothers and sisters, are given a great gift today. We're reminded by this gospel story that Jesus tells us that God is present to us and we should be alive and awake and vigilant and acknowledge His presence. Enter into His presence. We don't have to do anything. God will take care of it all. But it means we have to give up control. And that's the hardest thing for us to do. And we have to change our thought patterns. Instead of making God the God of the future, way out there, who I don't understand and who doesn't affect my life very much, God can become God with me. And isn't that what we celebrate at Christmas? Emmanuel? God with us? God in us? My brothers and sisters, we have been given a great gift, a great treasure. May we allow that presence of God to be alive in us this day.